Previously on Algoa FM.
It is me, Simon B, coming at you live from George in the Garden Route. And talking of things Garden Route, I am very, very excited about today's interview. We have two incredibly important guests in the studio today. Two very busy individuals who have been trying to get in for a while. And we do understand they have significant responsibilities in our community. And of course, we thank them for their service. Please welcome to the studio Lieutenant Colonel Malcolm Pogey and Sergeant Christopher Spies, media liaison from the SAPD. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Absolute pleasure. Absolute pleasure. First question is for you, Lieutenant Colonel Pogey. Please tell us a bit about yourself and what you are responsible for.
Well, I'm a very shy person, but let me introduce myself. Everybody in the suit know who I am.
Yes.
I've been in the communication department for many, many years. I think a few, more than 30 years almost.
Okay.
Next year, I will be turning or celebrating 40 years of service to the
wow.
community as well as to our entire police service.
That's a milestone.
It's a milestone, yes. They actually said how old I am. But nevertheless, I've been involved in the police. I joined the police in 1986.
Okay.
May the 14th.
All right.
And I've been involved in the police ever since. It's my career, full-time career.
Yeah.
I'm a career policeman,
yeah.
officer. I've been all around.
Yeah.
I started my career here in George, and I'm back where I started. It's a full circle, in fact.
It is. It's another milestone.
Absolutely. I've been in Cape Town for almost 3 years now.
Okay.
As a commander of the media center or the provincial office.
Yeah.
In Greenpoint.
Okay.
Alfred Street 25.
My old stomping ground, yeah?
Absolutely.
Hey.
Yeah, no, but I'm glad to be home with my family, reunited with my family.
Must be nice.
And yeah, my responsibility is basically corporate communication
okay.
in entirety, but looking also at media communication, that was my main task for all these years.
Okay, so you're in the spotlight quite a bit, just like Christopher.
Yeah, but he's the man.
He's the man. Christopher Spies, Sergeant Chris Spies, tell us about some of the big things you've been involved in and how the SAPS swung into action.
Hi, good afternoon, Simon. Also, good afternoon to the listeners. I've been in media communication since 2009.
Okay.
And I think one of the biggest incidents that we have been involved in as an organization of myself
mm-hmm.
was obviously the George disaster.
Oh, goodness, yes.
And we were then able also to see how different disciplines of in the emergency services cluster were able to respond and put resources and tools together at that particular scene. So I think that is one of the incidents that stands out in my policing career of about 23 years now.
I don't think we will ever forget that day, Sergeant Christopher.
Yes.
Spies. That
yes.
was, wow. Eh?
Yes, yes. So obviously this is one. Then also the other one that we had, the disaster in Reenendaal.
Yeah.
In my earlier days as a communication officer where a number of learners succumbed when a bus landed up in the river at Kasat, at the entrance to Reenendaal. So that those two are two of the incidents which I can remember quite well, and that has had a lasting impact in my life as a police officer.
I'm sure yes. it did. I'm sure it did. Goodness, thank you for sharing that, Chris. Lieutenant Colonel Pogey, give us some of your best uplifting stories. Maybe something that holds dear to your heart.
Well, there's so many. As I've said, you know, I've been in the police for so many years.
Yeah.
So there's quite a few that I can think of, but
give us your best.
Hey, it's difficult to be quite honest. It's very difficult. I mean, to reflect on 40 years service, you know,
it's
within
true.
The communication field.
Yeah.
Yeah, but especially where children are involved, you know. I mean, I'm a father, I'm a grandfather. So irrespective of whether it's a trauma, whether it's good news, but I've been quite involved with the upliftment of children, school children.
Okay.
Giving lectures, you know, all over the Southern Cape.
Okay.
I was also you wouldn't say it, but I was a cell defense expert.
Oh, really?
Or not expert. Let me rephrase that. Not an expert per se. People will expect things that I can't do. But I was a basic cell defense trainer.
Okay.
You know, empowering children from the age of 2 years old up to old people, vulnerable people, you know, like grannies like me now. And teaching them basic tricks
yeah.
and techniques how to protect themselves.
Yes.
You know, we call it the crime buster techniques.
Okay. So you're not to be messed with, eh? And Chris, you're not, neither of you to be messed with. You both got these techniques, eh?
But I'm not a trainer like him.
Okay. carry on.
Yeah, but basically, you know, empowerment of our youth is very near to my heart. I've been involved with Youth Day celebrations for many, many years in the Southern Cape with the Department, of course, of Yalt,
yeah,
who was the leading agency at the time.
Yeah.
And we always just latch on with them, you know, and see how we can assist one another. And what Chris has said, you know, one of the highlights in the Southern Cape for me in my career is the cooperation between the different spheres of government,
yeah,
as well as the law enforcement agencies,
yeah,
across the country, you know.
That's important.
And one of the highlights that, it's that I actually encountered were working with these guys during the Knysna fires.
Yes.
Then, and also the Knysna, or not Knysna, the Southern Cape floods in 2016 and 2018 as well, you know.
Yeah. That must
when
have
the N2 was closed for quite a significant period of time.
Yeah. That must have been something, eh? The stories, honestly.
And then, most probably the highlights in my career was to officiate, not officiate, but to deal with the media.
Yes.
During the former president's contempt of court trial.
Ooh.
P.W. Botha here at George.
That must have been quite interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it was international news at the time, you know.
Sure.
A small town like George being on the national map.
We must not forget how much pressure on you gentlemen sometimes, eh? Really and truly. Sergeant Crispy, same question. Give us one of your best uplifting stories, something, again, that holds dear to your heart.
Lucas, I've indicated that I've been in the field of communication for quite some time. And obviously community liaison is one of my expertise. I've been involved with community police forums for the bigger part of my years as a constable at the time. So I think, or I trust in community policing, where community and police work together to deal with issues of crime and to see how we can put resources together to deal with issues of crime. For instance, in the garden, we've got quite a good security and community system involving farm watches, security companies, our neighborhood watches, our community in blue. And that particular structures assist us to respond to any incident of crime. You would find that those that come here and try to commit crimes, we normally arrest them, most of them the same day, because of the good network that we currently have in place of in the Garden Route district. Although we are covering up to Swellen Dam on that side, up to the toll gates, and the other side, just past Beaufort West, Three Sisters, Leeuwgamka area, that's our space that we are covering as the Garden Route and the Southern Cape Media Center. But what stands out for me is obviously the good cooperation between the community safety structures and the police in this area.
Well, the proof's in the pudding. Every time I open the newspaper or check out what's going on, somebody's been arrested, somebody that was in the paper the following day for the crime. So the response in the Garden Route is really, really quick and very impressive from a citizen's point of view.
Yes, but you mustn't also forget the role that the media is playing in that regard, especially our community radio stations, and our radio stations in general that's covering this particular area. And through that, we are then able to communicate what we need from the community and community response based on what they've heard over the radio.
Okay.
So the platform that you are also giving us through the radios of utmost importance on our crime fighting efforts.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, I would like to see either one of you gentlemen every now and then for sure for a catch up. Yeah.
That's our commitment, that we will use this platform to engage with the community as well as your listeners.
Well, you're most welcome anytime. Lieutenant Colonel Poji and Sergeant Spies, what should the people of the Garden Route be vigilant about? What are we looking at in crimes
here? Well, being experienced for quite many years, I don't want to refer back to it all the time. But being working now for the last almost 3 years in Cape Town, I think we can be pleased to announce and to say that we are really living in the paradise.
We are living in a bubble.
The Garden of Eden is really the paradise. Compared to what I've experienced for the last almost 3 years in Cape Town in the Cape Flats. With crime, you know, that's rife and gangsterism. Extortion,
it's a different
taxi
little
violence.
Yeah.
We've got the capability and the capacity in the Southern Cape, you know, to deal with these kind of challenges quite rapidly.
Absolutely.
And with the of course, the cooperation with our partners, you know, and our force multipliers, we don't expect anything else, you know, but to serve the people of this community. But people should be vigilant, you know, at all times. Don't take your safety for granted. You've got the responsibility yourself to look after yourself first and foremost.
100%.
Before you keep or you hold somebody else accountable for your safety. Do your bit. And I always say, you know, there's always a desire from the criminal mind to commit crime. But we are creating the opportunity as listeners, as community members. So we should eliminate the opportunity, then crime would not happen.
Look
after ourselves first.
I like that. Chris?
I agree with the Colonel that it's important for us to look at ourselves first. We also experienced a challenge in, I think, for the past 12 months at least. As I indicated to you earlier, that with regards to fraud cases being reported in George and Mosselbay in particular, where perpetrators normally target elderly people and also those that would like to purchase items via marketplace.
Thank you, Chris.
or social media platforms, and they became prey to those incidents and cases. A number of cases were opened. So we'd really like to urge the public to be extra vigilant and cautious when they do want to purchase stuff. I know about people that bought vehicles, others bought Wendy houses.
Laptop
others,
for me.
Others ordered laptops or some animals. It never arrived.
Yeah.
The money was paid.
Yeah.
Then we also know about people that are pretending to be representing financial institutions and engaging them with elderly to obtain some personal information or confidential information, and that information are being supplied by the victims, and then later on they find out that a number of some amounts of cash were withdrawn from their accounts. So we would like to urge everyone that's listening to us today to be really careful and not to open up themselves to these criminals that are only aimed at defrauding you or to rid yourself of hard-earned money. You know, some of the people that are in this area, they came to this area, the Garden Route, to retire. To retire and to relax, and while others are targeting them.
That's not
to rid themselves of their hard-earned money.
No, it's not nice at all. It's really, really sad. I don't like to see the elderly. Seen that movie Beekeeper with Jason Statham?
Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
We need a beekeeper there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lieutenant Colonel Poggi, what part of being a man of the force do you like the best?
Well, being me, if I have to do it all over again, I would do the same thing.
Okay, there we go. That's a good answer. I love it.
No. It's been that's why I came to the Garden back. You know, I've got 1 year and 1 month left before retirement. And that's why I said, I love what Chris said, you know, it's a town where we come to retire.
That's it.
And be of ease and peace.
Yeah.
You know, and enjoy our retirement benefits that we've built up for many, many years.
Oh, man.
But it, again, you know, to capacitate other people, you know, and to teach people and to share your knowledge in terms of the law and in terms of safety and security aspects with people, that is what always will remain in my mind.
Knowing it was you that was responsible for
educating. You know, we don't want any acknowledgement from the community. We seldom get anyway. understand me wrong.
No.
But, you know, it's nice after so many years you pop into somebody and that person tells you it was 10 years or 20 years or 30 years back when you addressed us at our school and what you've made and you said, you know, and the points you've made. Made a positive impact on my life. I'm doing this now because of that.
That's nice.
That is acknowledgement for me.
That's nice.
No, we don't want accolades in medals and trophies.
You just want to hear stuff like
that. You want to hear stuff like that.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. Sergeant Spies, what would you like to say to the people listening to the interview right now?
Look, Simon, community police relations are important. And we would really like to encourage all your listeners to join our neighborhood watches and our farm watches that are patrolling the areas, some just by being the ears and the eyes of police in a particular area. And then also to join the CPF, the community police forums, to see how we can work together to ensure that the Garden Route in particular remain a safe haven for us ourselves that are staying here, as well as visitors to this beautiful area. We must know this area is quite a huge tourist attraction, And it's important that whenever we speak, that we speak positive about the Garden Route, so that we can ensure that those that visit us do come back and spend lots of money here in businesses, and also setting us to create employment. If the economy is in a good space, and obviously many households are being assisted because job opportunities also arise then through that. So our responsibility, all of us, are to ensure that the Garden Route remains a safe haven for most of us.
There we go. It's like a butterfly effect.
Yes.
I love it. Lieutenant Colonel Poji, same to you. Any last words to the listeners listening today?
Well, thank you so much for the support from the radio stations as well as the medium of media.
Yes.
And of course, the opportunities that we have to lies with our community. But most of our successes, to be quite honest, to this afternoon is created and come to effect when community members give us information.
Okay.
So we can't affect arrest, we can't affect the positive outcomes in court unless the community cooperates.
Okay.
But so I always say that, you know, sometimes the people ask, what are the police doing? What are they doing, you know, to curb crime? But our criminals come from the community.
Ooh, interesting.
And they know exactly who they are, but sometimes they are afraid. Victimization, of course. And being falling victim to retaliation from the criminals. We understand that. But that's why we've got toll-free numbers that we can share with the community today. In fact, like the Crime Stop number 0860-10111, that they can call anonymously. And then there's also my SAPS.
Yeah.
It's a mobile application on the cell phone that you can download for free.
Okay.
And you can share information, you know, if you know of any criminal activities. Report it than to wonder the day after you heard about something and you could have prevented it.
MySAPS, that is an app, yeah?
That's an application, yes, MySAPS. On a mobile application on the cell phone.
Okay.
That you can download. MySAPS, capital M, small y, SAPS in capital.
Okay. MySAPS. Very important that you download that and get involved with the police. There we go. Gentlemen, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show today, really and truly. Lieutenant Colonel Poji, Sergeant Crispis, thank you very much for sharing your time with us today. And, best of luck, and we'll definitely have you on the show again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Simon.
Absolute pleasure. Have yourself a great day, gentlemen.
Super.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.